Informative, interactive radio.
Everybody, that's right, you're listening to The Salad. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3, oh, welcome to The Salad. Thanks for listening today. I really have a lot of things that I would like to say. It's a funny, informative radio show, featuring lots of things you really want to know. So it's salad time. How are we all? I hope you're doing well. Now then, let's begin with our customary conundrum today. Here we go. So I need to get blank of these old smelly socks. That's right. Well, maybe I should say, let me change this. I need to get blank of these, it would sound better, smelly old socks. Okay, that's our conundrum for today. Now, what could it be? So, there we go. I'm going to confirm this. Yes, I need to get blank of these smelly old socks. What do you think, salad listeners? What could the answer be? Well, I'm going to upload this right now on our Vaughan Radio app. So you should see that now if you have the app. If you don't have the app, you should get it. Download it for free. Another way to interact with us. So I need to get blank of these smelly old socks. We shall reveal the answer at the end of the program. Now, what do we have on the show today? Well, of course, we have salad news bits. News from around the world. We're going up north today. That's all I'm going to say. We're going up north. How far? Stay tuned. In just a few seconds, it's coming up. What else do we have? We also have colloquial moments. Yes, we should be looking at some expressions with square today. Square. No. Can you think of any expressions with square in English or in Spanish? Because square es un cuadro o cuadrado, square. So we have expressions with square with the help of our grammar expert, an expert in all things English. Alan Parsons will be here. Okay. So right now, it's time for Salad News Bits. Hello and welcome to Salad News Bits, news from around the world. Here's our headline for today. Locals want Iceland to buy their island. This is interesting. Especially some pronunciation here. So Iceland, or Iceland, we would say. Not really Iceland. Iceland. Islandia. Iceland. An island? Una isla. And Ireland? Irlanda. But this has nothing to do with Ireland. Irlanda. I'm just getting in there for some pronunciation, that's all. So, locals want Iceland, to buy their island. Okay? Now then, we're going over live to Iceland right now to find out more. So, locals want Iceland to buy their island. Who do we have up there? We've sent Simon Hallow, our European correspondent. Simon, can you hear me?
Yes, Dave, that's right. A town in Iceland wants the state to step in and stop a local island from becoming private property.
Did you hear that, salad listeners? So a town in Iceland, Islandia, wants the state to step in. So to step in is intervene, intervenir, or meterse, you could say, literally step in and stop a local island from becoming private property. Yes. Should islands become private property? Well, in this case, they don't want this island to become private property. Please tell us more.
Right, okay, so my Icelandic is not too good. So the council, I'll try and read the name here there, Asafjarðar Council has asked the Environment and Natural Resources Ministry to buy Vigur Island in the country's scenic western fjords in a bid to ensure that the nature lovers can still visit Iceland's, you know, wonderful areas of scenic beauty. Now, the council is worried that a private buyer will not allow public access to this natural treasure.
So these are the fjords. That's where the estuaries. So, that's right. So, yes, the council, yes, the local council, Ayuntamiento, yes, has asked the Environment and Natural Resources Ministry to buy Vigur Island to try and basically save this beautiful natural habitat. But the council is worried that a private buyer will not allow public access to this natural treasure. Tesoro natural. So these are the fjords here, the beautiful fjords in Iceland.
Yes, that's right. So Vigur is the name of the island. So Vigur's 45 hectares, that's about 111 acres, have been for sale since last spring. And I spoke to someone at an estate agent who said that interest is running high. And he received 30 inquiries about it last month alone, all from abroad.
I see. So you've spoken to a state agent, una gente inmobiliaria, no? It's a state agent. So interest is high, but it's all foreign interest. So there have been 30 offers last week alone, all from foreign buyers. So yes, if a foreigner comes in and buys the island, they might not allow people to visit and see its natural beauty. It'll be in private hands. I mean, that's what happens. That's the danger there.
Yes, that's right. So most potential buyers live in the United States, and many want to know about helicopter access to the island, the estate agent told me. Now, Vigur has become a popular tourist attraction in recent years because of both its heritage and its natural beauty, attracting more than 10,000 visitors in the summer months.
Yes, so it's very popular. It's an area of absolute incredible natural beauty, attracting 10,000 visitors only during the summer months. It's a lot of visitors.
Yes, that's right. So it's one of the two inhabited islands in the fjord and has a farm that has been in the same family for generations. So the island is also an important nesting site for many birds and is also home to Iceland's only windmill.
So it's a nesting site for birds and home to Iceland's only windmill, Molino. The only windmill is on this particular island.
Yes, that's right. So, which is a protected monument that dates back to the 1860s that was in operation until 1917. Now, Iceland's smallest post office is to be found on Vigur as well, as is its oldest boat. Now, built in 1800, the boat was used to transport sheep to the mainland until 19 years ago and is still in good condition. So it's looking, you know, it's a very interesting place. But, of course, there are worries about, you know, this island getting into private hands. So locals want Iceland to buy their island.
There you have it, salad listeners. So it's an island in a beautiful fjord in Iceland, where there are many nesting birds there, rare species. The oldest boat in Iceland and the only windmill. It attracts 10,000 visitors only in the summer months every year. Well, every year, that was last year, I believe. Or was it generally? Well, let's say 10,000 visitors a year in summer months. So, should it fall into private hands? Foreign private hands. Well, locals don't want that. You heard it here on Salad News Bits. Colloquial Moment. Hello and welcome to Colloquial Moment. Today we have some expressions with square. So square es un cuadro. A square. Expressions with square. Now, can you think of any expressions with square? Maybe there's some that are similar in Spanish. Cuadro, cuadrado. Square. So we're going to have a look now, and we have our expert on idioms, expressions and sayings, Alan Parsons. As you know, he's also our grammar expert. He's an expert on all things related to the English language. So, hello, Alan.
Yes, that's right, Dave. Hello.
Now then, what's our first expression with square today? So, this is the interactive part of the program. We'll have a look at some expressions, and then we'll try and use the expression, okay? Translating, into perfect English. What's our first expression today?
Yes. So, a square meal is the first one. A square meal.
Literally, una comida cuadrada. A square meal. But what does it mean?
Yes, a square meal is una comida decente. So let's have a look. No he tenido una comida decente desde hace días.
No he tenido o no he comido. Okay, well, what do you think? So, no he tenido, I haven't had a square meal for days. That's right, I haven't had a square meal for days. So, what is a square meal? Una comida decente. So, if you're just eating junk food, it's not really a square meal. You could be eating biscuits, donuts, crisps, you know, or even going to a fast food restaurant. A square meal is a good proper meal, you know? Home cooking, we could say. Now, apparently, I saw a program where a square meal, this term comes from boats, because they used to have literally wooden plates that were square. You know, they would give you your rations, and that was a square meal. So a square meal, una comida decente, I haven't had a square meal for days. Very important to have a square meal. That's what I tell my children. Not just eating rubbish all the time. So a square meal. What's our next expression with square?
Now, a square build.
A square build. So your build is your body type. You know, because he's a small build, a big build. So a square build. Now, this is similar to Spanish then. No, una persona cuadrada, you could say. Someone who's squared. Está cuadrado el tío, ¿no? He has a square build. Maybe you can say, okay?
Yes, that's right. So, well, let's have a look here. Here's an example in Spanish. La policía está buscando a un hombre de complexión fornida.
Does that make sense? Una complexión fornida. A square build. That's right. So, the police are looking for... buscando un hombre, a man of square build. Now, you could say a square-built man or a man of square build. You can say so, square build. Here's got the complexión fornida, okay, or big build. Tipo cuadrado, literally, okay, who's literally square. So the police are looking for a man of square build. So expressions with square. Now, I've just been told it's fornida by Tino. That's right, fornida. Square build, complexion fornida. Although I think cuadrado would make more sense to me because it's square. Now then, let's have a look. What's our next expression with square?
Right, okay, yes. To be square or to call something square.
What do you think? To be square or call something square. All right.
Well, let's have a look here. I'm just going to give the Spanish here. So, digamos que estamos en paz.
Now, you said to be square or to call something square. So, estar en paz. You could say, digamos, let's say we're square. So, if you're square with someone, estás en paz con ellos. Okay, we're square. We're all square is very common. Yeah, we're all square. Estamos en paz. Now you can call it square. Let's call it square. You can also say estamos en paz. Okay? Good. So let's call it square. Or, you know, let's say we're square or we're all square. Estamos en paz. So to be square or even to call it square, estar en paz. We're square. Are you all square with everyone? Are you all square with the bank? I'm certainly not. That's right. Let's keep going. We have more expressions with square.
Right. Okay. Yes. So to look someone square in the eye.
To look someone square in the eye. That's interesting. Normally you would look at someone, mirar a alguien, but it's just to look someone. You could say to look at someone square in the eye, but it tends to be just look without the preposition at in this case. Yeah, it's a set expression, to look someone square in the eye. Let's have a look at an expression in Spanish that we have to translate using this expression.
Mírame directamente a los ojos.
So I could say, what do you think, salad listeners? So look me square in the eye. Now it sounds strange because we're not using at. Look at me. Although you could say, look at me, square in the eye. But we just tend to say, look me, square in the eye. Or in the past, he looked me square in the eye. So to look someone square in the eye. Mirar a alguien directamente los ojos. Square in the eye. So it's like, directamente, square. You see what I mean? That's right, salad listeners. Okay, let's have another expression with square.
Yes. So to hit someone square on the chin.
To hit someone square on the chin. So to hit, golpear. No, the chin is la barbilla. Golpear a alguien. We saw square is like directamente en la barbilla. Something like that. Well, let's have a look at an example.
Me dio de lleno en la barbilla.
Oh, the lleno, right, yes. So he hit me square on the chin. So square, we saw it before. Look me square in the eyes, directamente. He hit me square on the chin, directamente. So the lleno we saw here. Yes, so he hit me square on the chin, like in boxing, boom. That would normally be a knockout, a KO. That's right. Okay, yes, these are expressions with square on Colloquial Moments.
Yes, that's right. So, to get square with someone.
To get square with someone. Well, we sort of be square with someone. Estar en paz con alguien. So what about to get square with someone? What do you think? Well, do you mind if I jump in here, Alan? Because I know this one. So it's ajustar cuentas con alguien. So to be square, estar en paz. To get square, ajustar cuentas. I like it. Let's have an example in Spanish for us to translate. Are you using these expressions? Are you translating them into perfect English? Using our expressions with square, I hope so. Let's have a look.
Right, okay. Tienes que ajustar cuentas con él.
Ah, yes. So you have to get square with him. You have to get square with him. It's almost like even, drummer. So to be even, estar en paz. To get even. I suppose it's like vengarse. Or I suppose you could say ajustar cuentas also. So to be square and to get square. To be square, estar en paz. To get square, ajustar cuentas. I like it. I need to get square with this guy. Okay, let's have a look at another example.
Let's have a look here. To be square. Literally, ser cuadriculado.
Ser cuadriculado. Oh, it makes sense to be square, so we have the same expression. Oh, to be square, ser cuadriculado. To be square. Well, let's have a look at an example.
No ser tan cuadriculado.
Now here we can say, don't be so square. Okay. So using it as an adjective, so square, or such a square. Because a square is a person. Un cuadriculado is the person who's square. So you can have either of those. So don't be so square, or don't be such a square. Using a square as a noun for a person who is square. Okay? So go on. And it's easy to remember. We can get this into our active English because it's very similar in Spanish. Don't be so square, or don't be such a square. Okay, salad listeners, let's have more expressions with square.
To get a square deal.
A square deal. So a deal is un trato. So a square deal, un trato. Oh, like a good deal. Un trato justo, maybe. A square deal. Un trato justo, un buen trato. Let's have a look at an example.
Si dices que eres mi amigo, no te engañarán.
Oh, te darán un buen trato. Something like that, we would say. Un trato justo. So, if you say, you're my friend, you could say, they'll give you a square deal, or you'll get, recibirás, you'll get a square deal, okay? So if you say, you're my friend, you'll get a square deal, or they'll give you a square deal, un buen trato, un trato justo, a square deal, salad listeners. Okay, we just have a couple left here.
Yes, a phrasal verb here, to square up with someone.
To square up with someone. Now we've seen that to be square with someone is to estar en paz. So to square up with someone is to pay them what you owe them. Pagar lo que debes.
Yes, that's right. So here we go. Te pagaré mañana.
So you could say, I'll pay you tomorrow, or I'll square up with you tomorrow. So to square up with someone is to pay what you owe. To pay someone what you owe them. So I'll square up with you tomorrow. We have one final example.
Square meters. Metros cuadrados. El piso mide 50 metros cuadrados.
An easy one, salad listeners. Square meters. The same as in Spanish. So you could say the flat measures mide, but I would just say the flat is. The flat is 50 square meters. That's right. The flat is 50 square meters. That's right, salad listeners. So we've seen, I haven't had a square meal for days. The police are looking for a man of square build. Let's call it square. Look me square in the eye. He hit me square on the chin. You have to get square with him. Don't be such a square. If you say you're my friend, you'll get a square deal. I'll square up with you tomorrow. And finally, the flat is 50 square meters. Thanks very much, Alan. These have been expressions with square. Now then, salad listeners, yes, that just leaves us our conundrum for today, which was, I need to get blank of these smelly old socks. I need to get rid of these smelly old socks to get rid of. Deshacerse de. I need to get rid of these smelly old socks. That's all we have time for. See you tomorrow, same time, same place, on The Salad.
Nosotros te damos oportunidad tras oportunidad. Y el 21 de marzo, una nueva, para conocer las claves del éxito. Emprender y liderar. Seminario sobre emprendimiento y liderazgo con dos ponentes de lujo, Richard Vaughan y Javier Fernández Aguado. Jueves 21 de marzo, de 16:30 a 20:30 horas, en la oficina central de Vaughan en la calle Orense 69, primera planta. No dejes pasar esta oportunidad. Entra ahora en grupovaughan.com/seminario. grupovaughan.com/seminario.
Aprender inglés es una cuestión personal porque estamos viviendo ya en un mundo que se necesita hablar inglés. Me gusta mucho viajar y lo utilizo cuando estoy fuera. Y aparte me di cuenta que cuando estás trabajando, si quieres acceder a determinados puestos, necesitas un nivel de inglés muy bueno. Y esa fue la razón principal por la que me decidí a hacer este máster. Algunas veces cuando estoy haciendo el máster parece que no avanzo, que no llego a ninguna parte, pero poco a poco me doy cuenta que voy solucionando situaciones que antes no sabía cómo afrontar. Lo que más me gusta del máster es el contacto directo que existe con todos los profesores, la personalización del servicio y que puedes en cualquier momento